It's the first major update to the lead and copper rule in nearly three decades. The rule aims to keep drinking water safe from lead and avoid water emergencies like the one in Flint, Michigan. Kids are more vulnerable to lead poisoning, which can cause developmental problems. Green Bay Republican Senator Rob Coles says the changes are a milestone, but he urged a continued push for safer water.
It's pivotal that all levels of government continue to learn from each other's approaches and stay involved in the fight to invest in our future by protecting children's health.
Environmental groups say the rule fails to do enough to get lead pipes out of the ground. Wisconsin water utilities have identified more than 176,000 lead lines that need to be replaced. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.